and welcome to The Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, from the United States, we hear from Dr. Ann Garrido, an associate professor of homiletics at Aquinas Institute of Theology. Ann's preaching is entitled Mountaintop Moments.
A reading from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus took Peter, James, and his brother John, and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no fuller on earth could bleach them. Then Elijah appeared to them along with Moses, and they were conversing with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah." He hardly knew what to say. They were so terrified. Then a cloud came, casting a shadow over them. And from the cloud came a voice, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone but Jesus alone with them. As they were coming down from the mountain, he charged them not to relate what they had seen to anyone, except when the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what rising from the dead meant. This past week, I've been on retreat in northern Idaho at a very sweet monastery on a hillside that overlooks the Camas Prairie. A good portion of my retreat time has been huffing and wheezing my way up steep incline behind the monastery. I'm not as young and fit as I once was, and I wonder why so many retreat centers seem to be located on mountains. But of course, I realize that mountains have long been places where people go to connect with God, and such a notion long predates Christianity. I think of the Black Hills that have long been considered sacred to the native peoples of the American plain. In landscapes that do not have mountains, people have built their own. The pyramids of Egypt, the ziggurats of Mesopotamia, the temples of the sun and moon in Mexico. There's a sense that if we could get higher, we might be closer to God, who so often we have thought of as dwelling in the heavens. But this time round, it has struck me anew how the mountaintop also provides a different view. We go to the mountaintop in search of a broader picture, a wider perspective, an orientation to a larger reality than we can grasp from below. The Bible is chock full of significant mountaintop experiences. Since Noah parked his ark on Mount Ararat and lit that first offering to God there, the people of God have sought out mountaintops for prayer. And Jesus is no different. In today's gospel, he ascends a mountain. We don't know which, but legend holds Mount Tabor, with three of his closest friends. And there they meet two other famous mountaintop visitors, Moses, who met God face to face on Mount Sinai to receive the Torah, the law of God, and Elijah, the great prophet who finally heard the whisper of God that he had so longed for on the mountain of the Lord. In this place, Jesus is transfigured before his friends, and they get a mountaintop view of him, a broader perspective of who he really is, not just a carpenter itinerant preacher from Galilee, but what he means in the big scheme of things. He is the embodiment of the law and the prophets. He is the beloved Son of God. And for a moment, all is clear. He is radiant. They are illumined. And then it's over. Then Jesus before them is a carpenter preacher again that they've come to know and love. And they come down from the mountain, but they've had an experience that they can hang on to give them insight. And in the dark and confusing days that lie ahead, they'll be able to cling to their memory of that mountaintop moment to sustain them and to help them make sense of the bigger picture of what's going on. Mountaintop moments are not an everyday affair. Each of us probably only gets a handful of them in our lifetime, if that. But they tend to be pretty defining. They give direction to the rest of our daily lives. And while we can't make them happen. In essence, we can't force insight or clarity or a broader view. We can't force God to show us God's very self in all of God's glory. We can at least give these mountaintop moments a chance to happen by giving ourselves space and time for such a meeting, should God deign to show up. And often God does show up. Maybe not in gleaming white garment, but God does show up and seem to suggest, where have you been? As summer begins to show her age and signs of a new season appear, let's not escape these glorious days without setting aside at least some time to get away, to seek a broader view, to encounter God's glory.